Jennifer, how are you today?
A little tired, but I'm okay.
All right. Pepper, thing that caught my eye was just seeing Eric Moore in a couple of different type of roles in that game against the Bills. Could you comment on the different roles he played and what you saw there?
Really wasn't many different roles. It's just unless you count the special team plays. But he was asked to play defensive end for us. He's a good defensive lineman, and he answered the bell.
I guess I probably didn't phrase it well. Maybe not different roles, but just in the different alignments. So he was a defensive end in the 3-4, and also at end in I guess you'd say the sub packages. How did he fare when he was in the 34 playing at end?
He did pretty well. He what Coach was just talking about a few seconds ago, that he's a guy that was given an opportunity here, and he came in a very inspired guy that that wants to learn, that wants to understand what we're trying to do here. So we spent a little time with him, put him out there on the field, and allowed him to to just play football, and he did pretty well.
Pepper, how difficult or easy has it been transitioning new guys in and out of the defensive line and making it cohesive game in and game out?
Well, I think our guys do a pretty good job of the guys that they're bringing in. Scouting department, Coach Belichick, they bring in guys that can fit that classroom and can fit in, and that's very important to me. If we have a guy that don't really can't really fit in the classroom, that want to be singled out or special attention or something like that, then it makes it hard to to cater to one guy when you have a bunch of other guys that's willing to learn and willing to help paddle. So it's not as hard as it may seem, but at the same token, these are some guys that had some NFL experience, so they come in and just a matter of turning some terminology around. We ask for these guys to do some techniques a little different, but other than that, it just makes my day a little longer spending time with them. But it shows up on Sundays on game day.
Pepper, how optimistic are you that Mike Wright will be back for the playoffs, I guess, at the latest?
Well, I don't want this to sound bad or anything like that, because I love him, but his injury is something that I don't know if it's it's really predictable, if he really knows when he's going to be back or whatever. I'm going to be happy to see him when he can't join us out on the field, but I know it's a process. And, I'm just hoping that it's sooner than later.
I guess along those lines, Pepper, Landon Cohen, could you comment on what you saw from him, signed on Wednesday, plays pretty extensively in that game on Sunday?
Yes, he came in there very hungry, ready to play. He asked a lot of great questions to get himself, prepared to go out there on the field. Playing football and just doing some of the things that he naturally does was easy. Like I said, there's some different techniques and stuff that we ask differently of him. And, it's going to take him a little while to get used to it. But for the most part, he did very well in the role that he played on Sunday.
Pepper, how thrilled would you be if Vince got a Pro Bowl nod when they announce tonight?
I will be very excited. I think this guy has been working his butt off from the first day he stepped up in here. And every year, it seems like, you know, it never ceases to amaze me that he takes his game up to another level. And this year, he really got broad with his shoulders. He's taken a lot of players with him, you know, as far as helping guys, helping me in our classroom, and just he's doing a lot of things. He's doing a lot of different things that we asked him to do, and you know, I think he should be rewarded for it.
Pepper, we sort of peppered you with questions, I guess, in the preseason about the whole thing with no coordinators and how it would all work out. I guess as we enter the last week of the season, maybe from a big picture perspective, how do you think the whole thing has worked out from a staff standpoint, the idea of not having an official defensive coordinator?
I don't agree with that, because I think we got the ultimate defensive coordinator, Bill Belichick. He's going to always be my coach, to me. And with him just, you know, coming in and just some of the things that he does in our meeting rooms, and just conducting himself and orchestrating the meetings and with the players and the tips and all that stuff, it's just, to me, it's priceless. So I think we got the ultimate defense coordinator.
And let me then follow up. Curious yourself, how you feel that you've grown as a coach, you know, over the years, how you feel you've grown as a coach over the years?
Kind of a trick question. I sit up here and...
I don't mean it to be a trick question. I'm just trying to ask it diplomatically.
I think I've learned a lot over the years. That's one of the main reasons why I've wanted to coach the defensive line, is because I don't want to sound bad, but I know it's going to come out bad regardless. But there's not too much that I can learn from the linebacker standpoint, and I like to just share a little knowledge every now and then to some of the linebackers when they ask me questions or some of the things that I see on the field. But I get the enjoyment of teaching and kind of developing guys now that I'm coaching the defensive line. So. It's definitely been a plus and experience for me as far as getting the total picture of the defensive side of the ball. When you're playing linebacker, as long as I've been playing linebacker, not just the 13 years in the league, but high school and college included, that there's not too many things, pass coverage-wise, blitzes, pressures. I've always been blessed with defensive coordinators that sat down and taught me the game and explained to me why you do this and why you do that. So now I'm, you know, I just broadened myself as far as some of the things that I didn't really know about with defensive linemen that, I asked some questions, or I just screamed at some of my defensive linemen for trying to get some things right, you know, in the past. But I got a chance to talk to a lot of guys that I played with and I played against to get a little experience. And then, you know, just growing up with Vince and Ty Warren and Mike Wright and Jarvis, you know, just growing up with those guys, it just really it really helped me.
Anything else, guys? All right.
Appreciate it, Pepper. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We'll see you tomorrow.